and how long it's gonna last. Success has come to lots of them. Failure's always there. Time waits for no one. And I wish, I wish someone would care. And all of your trials. Smiles, smiles, hide a lot of things. The good, the bad, the hurt, all of this goes too. And I wish, someone would care. Don't you think someone should care? Or don't you need someone to care? Sit down and think about yourself. Yes, baby. Sit down and think about yourselves. In all of my travels from town to town, city to city and country to country, I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of ladies. Discover that we women do have a lot in common. We worry about the same things, men and money. And we've also discovered that a man is a hell of a thing. I think I'll say that again. A man is a hell of a thing. Oh, but we women are a hell of a thing too. Anything you men can do, we manage to do it better. You know, as kids, we all have our aspirations. You know, the things we want to do when we grow up. The little boys having one-track minds, you know. But little girls are a little bit different. We wanted to grow up to be stewardesses, nurses, doctors, lawyers, and mothers. Not necessarily with children. But that little fella, different story. All he wanted was his first car and his first piece. And he knew if he could get that car, he'd know he was gonna get that piece. Yeah, but now that they've gotten older, nothing has changed. But we women call that two-timing. Just remember, fellas, two can play that game. And every time the men two-time, we women can three. Now there are some of you fellas who have to have your Wheaties. You must eat your Cheerios. And you must have your one-a-day vitamin with iron. This is so you can go out three-time. Well, go right ahead, honey, go right ahead. Because every time you men three-time, we women can six. And our back don't hurt when we get through. Furthermore, honey, keep one thing in mind. Yours is a non-profit item, and ours is a profit-making item. You know, ladies, I've also discovered that men are avid liars. Furthermore, they do it with a smile on their face. How many times you went out, came home, and your man wasn't there? Sooner or later, here he come, rising in the sun, smiling from ear to ear. And when you ask him, baby, where you been? He look at you grinning and say, oh, I've been out with the boys. I'd sure like to know what those boys look like to put a smile on his face like that. Have our mouths stuck out to the back door. But I found the perfect solution to that problem. The very next time that man does that, you meet him in the door with nothing on and have your clothes lying on the bed. And just for a wee bit of color, have a rose in your teeth. And when he comes in that door and looks at you standing there with nothing on and those clothes on the bed and that rose in your teeth, he won't know if that man just left or you were just coming in. Guarantee he won't hang out again. But now, ladies, I highly recommend that you do take a course in karate, because he might come in that door and decide to knock that rose out your teeth. But now, I've also discovered something else about them fellas. They don't know what they want. You'll hear them all sitting down, rapping together, talking about, you know, sports and stuff like that. But you'll hear them always getting around the subject of women. You'll hear one man not to be outdone, you know. He'll stand up real proud and say, man, I love my women with big legs. Now, honestly, I don't know why, because that's the first thing they throw on each side. Then you get that other fella. He's the one that likes his lady with big hips. Now, that makes sense, because if he's a little bit man, he's got to have something to hang on to. Now you get that other fella. He's the one that likes that lady with long hair, something flowing in the wind, something he can run his fingers through and hope like hell it doesn't come off. Well, I tell you, honey, I don't know about him, because in all these years, other than that I bought, I ain't never had long hair. But I tell you something else, in all these years, I ain't never had a man to ask me for hair yet. Then you get that next fella. He's the one that never got weed. He loves them large, loves to be smothered. You know, you take him and kind of lay him upside his ears, and then you take one and you slap him across the nose with it. They call him the titty man. Well, all I got to say to him is this, girl, those of us who are not so well endowed, don't you dare get upset, because I was told that anything over a mouthful, it's a waste anyhow.